Hi, friend, and welcome to the Root and Rise podcast. My name is Brianne, and with each episode, I intend to plant some seeds of insight, help you water them with love, and send you off with a little extra light to help you root and rise. Today, we are talking about a different kind of New Year's resolution, one for continued personal growth. But first, I would like to acknowledge you, my listener and friend, for being here with me today. You are the reason for this podcast. I appreciate your presence and I'm really excited to help you root and rise. I recently made a post on my Facebook and Instagram dedicated to all of the 2020 mamas out there. I was absolutely amazed by the response that it received. One woman called these mamas warriors, and truly I couldn't have said it better myself. There were so many comments, photos, and personal stories that were shared with me. I've tried to write back to every single person who had a public post. I spent days just soaking up the outpouring of strength and beauty from all of these warrior mamas. This is what I love to see, connection and support. So thank you for filling my cup. Please find me on Instagram or Facebook at Root and Rise Podcast to continue sharing your personal stories. That vulnerability is creating the connection that makes this platform so beautiful. I'm not just saying it to say it when I tell you that I love hearing from you. It really does make my day. I appreciate you for that. So, now that I've poured all of my love and appreciation into you, let's get on with the show. As we let go of the old in 2020, it's important to take inventory of your life right now. What parts of your life do you want to carry forward into this new year? Think about those habits, relationships, or behaviors that you'd like to leave behind. Hanging on to all of that is a lot like leaving dead leaves on a plant. Those leaves are taking away precious energy that should be spent on growth. If you still have dead leaves lingering in your life, check out my last episode on letting go of 2020 to hear more about shedding them. Think of it like this. By letting go, you are letting grow. Once you know what you don't want, it's easier to focus on what you do want. At the end of my last episode, I asked you to consider a few things. What do you want to happen this year? And in what ways do you see yourself growing? Think about what kind of life you want to create for yourself in the new year, what kind of person you want to become, and get creative. The possibilities are only limited by your own ability to believe in yourself. Whenever we ring in a new year, all you ever hear about is setting New Year's resolutions. These goals tend to be pretty large and are usually very specific. We expect to go from 0 on December 31st to 100 on January 1st, a drastic change overnight. If we're all completely honest, these resolutions tend to fade away with time or don't even happen because it becomes too overwhelming. Well, I'm here to introduce to you a new concept for your New Year's resolutions: continued personal growth. Setting goals throughout the year instead of just once a year. Now hear me out. I'm not trying to ruin the tradition of New Year's resolutions. No one said you had to pick a single goal for the entire year. Really, a resolution is just a promise that you make to better yourself or your life. So why does this need to be done only once a year? Honestly, we could all benefit from reflecting on our lives, habits, and choices far more than once a year. This keeps you accountable. Also, let's be real. I hardly know what my life is going to look like in 3 weeks, let alone 6 months from now. If 2020 has taught us anything, it's that you cannot predict what the following months will look like. Things are changing weekly. If you had asked people last December what 2020 was going to look like, do you think anybody could have predicted a pandemic? Highly unlikely. So how can you possibly know what goals you'll need to focus on in the next year? You won't know until you're there. I believe that New Year's resolutions should be a promise of continued personal growth and not just a single goal for the entire year. This allows your resolutions to be flexible as your life evolves throughout the year. Start reflecting on the ways that you want to grow. Envision the life that you want, the dreams that you are chasing, and all of those visions that have not yet come to fruition. Start breaking them down into actionable steps. This is the roadmap to your success. Make a promise to show up and commit to yourself throughout the year. You are worth it. With a year full of continued growth, you can set multiple goals along the way. Have a new focus every month. One month, you may be more concerned with taking care of yourself and want to dive into self-care. The next month's theme might be about boundaries, learning how to set and enforce them in your personal life. Monthly goals will allow you to be continually working on your personal development and adapting as your life evolves. As each new month approaches, reflect back on the previous one. Look at your present moment and consider where you'd like to shift your focus to. What would you like to cultivate in your life? Are there areas that you are slacking in that could use a little extra attention? Figure out what it would take to get you there. If you're reflecting back on your month and find yourself feeling your goal is not quite complete, it's okay to keep the same focus. A month is not always a realistic time frame for every goal. Either keep on the same track that you're now on, or think of new ways to reach that goal. So what is your goal? It might be leaning into vulnerability or finally building up the courage to move to another city. Maybe you want to be debt-free by next year or get a new job by summer. It doesn't matter how big or small that goal is. It's entirely up to you. Once you know what that focus is, it's time to take a closer look at it. You'll need to know what steps to take in order to achieve that goal. By not taking the time to look at each individual step along the way, you are hurting your chances at success. The overall goal can seem overwhelming and unattainable that way, keeping you from making any move at all. Breaking your goal into smaller steps makes it much more manageable. Having these small goals will also give you a sense of accomplishment each time you complete one. Celebrate along the way. Feeling capable of achieving the small goals will only build your confidence as you are working towards the larger ones. So, what's the best way to implement these changes into your life? Let's break it down into 5 steps. I'll give you a planty visual along the way because that's what Root and Rise is all about. First, find your seed. Find whatever it is that you want to grow in your life. Focus on this present moment and pick a seed just for this month that will help you achieve your overall goals. Second, dig deep. Ask yourself what you need to do to make these goals happen. What is holding you back? And how are you holding yourself back? Knowing these potential roadblocks before you start will make it much easier during your growth process. Now, plant that seed in your life. Look at where you have space for this seed. Plant it in each week of the month to break up your larger monthly goal into smaller weekly steps. Slowly, these weekly focus points will bring you to your overall goal. Then water it. Take action. Do it. You can spend all day planning and plotting, but doing it is where the magic really happens. And finally, grow your goals. As each week comes to an end, reflect back on what has been working for you or where you have succeeded. Celebrate those little wins. Consider whether or not you are ready to move on to your next week's step or if you need to adjust it slightly based on where you're at currently. Be gentle with yourself during these adjustments. Not every plant grows at the same speed. That's just life. Beating yourself up for it will only take away energy from where it really needs to go. Your goals. Reflect and refocus if needed, but just keep moving forward. Even the smallest of progress is progress. And hold yourself accountable for these goals. If you use a paper planner, write down your new resolution at the start of each month. Set a time each week to remind yourself of this resolution and include it in that next week's step forward. This will help you stay focused on your goal. I find that physically writing my plans and goals down works better for me. However, if you prefer to keep your life on your phone or your laptop, you can set calendar events and reminders to help you with these resolutions. Just make a calendar event with your focus for each month and week. Then set a reminder weekly to check in on these goals. I recommend doing this at the start of each week. That way, you'll really set the tone for the week ahead. Try to schedule these reminders for times when you're generally available to reflect, such as first thing in the morning or right before bed. And as you are planning, try to be as flexible as possible. Life will change. That is inevitable. We should be changing, growing, and adapting along with it. So only plan 1 month at a time. You may find that 3 months from now, you'd rather put your focus elsewhere. It's natural for your priorities to shift in life. This style of New Year's resolution is designed to fit your life. It's meant to meet you where you are at right now and honor future needs by leaving space for them. This is a practice of turning inwards and truly listening to yourself, a practice in meeting your needs as they evolve, and a practice in allowing those needs to evolve. As those needs are evolving, remember your why. Remember why you are doing this. Was there a feeling that you wish to cultivate? Is there a specific goal that you are hoping to achieve? Be intentionally moving towards that each day. Are you wanting to cultivate confidence? Start your day with positive affirmations. Or do you want to be able to run a 5K by the summer? Download Couch to 5K and start your first exercise. Whatever it is, just keep moving forward. And once you've accomplished a goal, big or small, make sure to take that moment to celebrate. Each small step is a huge win. Taking those steps isn't easy. It's much easier to procrastinate and spend your energy somewhere less challenging. But you didn't do that. You overcame. Be proud of yourself. Treat yourself. Get those shoes that you've been eyeing or order your favorite delivery meal. For those aiming to be debt-free, treating yourself doesn't need to cost you. It could be as simple as doing a coconut oil hair mask or going to a local park for a day. Whatever you choose, make sure to find a way to celebrate you. Well, friend, you just heard my take on a different kind of New Year's resolution, one for continued personal growth. Thank you for tuning in to the Root and Rise podcast. As always, I am so grateful to have you here with me today. I hope that this has brought you some insight and inspired you to root and rise in your own life. I love hearing from you. So please follow me on Instagram at Root and Rise Podcast and be sure to send your comments, questions, or just reach out to say hello. I love making new friends. If you would like to review notes on today's episode, head over to rootandriseblog.com. Make sure to subscribe. And if you loved what you heard today or know someone who would benefit from hearing it, please take a screenshot and tag me to share this on your social media. My name's Brianne, and until next time, I'll be sending you so much light so you too can root and rise.